I'm Felipe de la Guerra, and this is From the Ruins, a show where we revisit stories about people's biggest failures and hear about how they built themselves back up again. Failure can shape who you are as a person, but it doesn't define you. Let's learn together how when everything falls apart, we can start life again from the ruins. Today on the podcast, we have Kaylin Moody. Kaylin is a recent graduate of the University of Florida who works as an on-air radio personality in Gainesville. Join us as she relives cringeworthy interviews with famous musicians and getting destroyed in the YouTube comment sections. Let's talk a little bit about your background, specifically in radio, because you've been in radio for how many years now?
I think it's four. Yeah, 4 or 3 years. Something like that. My name is Kaylin, and I have a passion for radio. I talk about it all the time. So I started radio in undergrad, and I fell in love, and I started working at the college station, and then I worked my way up to student manager, and then I really liked that, but I only had it for a few months because then I moved to a commercial station in Gainesville called 100.5 The Buzz, and I host a morning show Monday to Friday, 6 to 10 a.m., shameless plug, tune in, and I love it. I like programming, I like music, and I hope to one day maybe be in management.
Cool. But so far you've been on-air talent, right?
Mm-hmm.
Let's talk a little bit about what that's like. What is it like to be doing an actual show? Like, what was your first show about?
It's a lot of fun. So my shows aren't necessarily about anything in particular. It's more about, well, I guess it's like about what's going on today, like pop culture, very lighthearted stuff. No religion, no politics, nothing like that. So basically what it is I'm actually lucky. I get to wake up a lot later than most people who do a morning show, but I wake up around 5. Well, okay, I don't put a lot of effort into getting ready to work, so I should wake up earlier. But if I like put effort in, I would wake up at like 4:30 maybe, but I just wake up and go in my pajamas a lot. So wake up at 5 and I have to be there by 5:30.
Benefits of radio, right?
Yeah, exactly. And they all like, they all get it. They're like people show up by 9 and I'm still there. And they're like, oh, we get it. You know, you were up early. So I wake up and then I show prep, which is just going on Twitter, Facebook, reading all of the local news, reading all the national news. And then there's a show prep service we use and just like looking at funny stories. And then I plan out my entire show so that by 6 a.m. I know everything I'm going to be talking about. My first show on GHQ, which was like the top 40 college station, it was just me talking about probably like Taylor Swift. And like, I just talked about the artist a lot. Like every break I had, I would just be like, fun fact about Taylor Swift or like whoever was there. And then once I started at The Buzz, I realized I need to have a lot more local stuff to talk about.
That must have given you some good experiences, right? I'm sure you got to meet people, especially once you made the switch to commercial.
Yes, it was really fun. So when I was in GHQ, I got to meet over the phone ex-ambassadors, which I thought was really cool. And then once I got to the commercial station, I got to meet 21 Pilots, which was really crazy. And then a lot of phone interviews also. So Mike Shinoda from Linkin Park I got to talk to, AJR, Head in the Heart. Yeah, a lot of cool people.
And you got to interact with them directly. That's super cool. So yeah. You got to do like interviews for the show, right? This is stuff that you would use on air?
Yeah. So yeah, I would do like a 20-minute interview and then I would edit it into like 2-minute pieces and play it throughout my show. And yeah, it was really fun because I got to ask them questions that like as a fan I've always wanted to ask. And then a lot of my friends are into those bands also. So like they got to ask their questions. So right. It's really fun.
They would just like text you
yeah.
and be like, oh my God, please ask him this. Please ask.
Yes, that literally happened. They would text me and be like, well, we've been dying to know this. So please ask. So I'd be like, okay.
Clearly you've had a lot of opportunities to meet people. I'm sure that was super nerve-wracking.
Yes.
Oh my goodness. I can imagine, especially, I know you've told me some of these stories before, that sometimes they'll have like a PR rep there or like a yeah. manager. What's that like, dealing with someone and having the presence of someone like looking over your shoulder?
It's really scary because, first of all, I'm already nervous that I'm interviewing like this big celebrity, and a lot of people say they're just a celebrity. It's like another person. And I'm like, no, I'm already nervous. Okay. So like I'm a starstruck person already. But then sometimes if I'm doing a phone interview or even an in-person interview, like the band I'm interviewing, their label representative, they'll be like, hey, I'm on the line listening. Enjoy your interview. Go. And it's also scary because I have this added pressure of, now I have someone listening and judging what I'm saying, and I don't want to disappoint my station. That's the added pressure where I'm like, I don't want this to go back to my boss. And they're like, why'd we give you this interview? It was a waste of time. Or like, so it's just this added pressure of being a good interviewer.
Right. Whereas normally if that person wasn't there, I guess you would just have the edit at the end that none of that really makes it to light, right?
Yeah. And I feel like the bands are cool. Like they don't care if I ask a stupid question or something like that, you know, for the most part, they're cool. So like with a label rep, I feel like they're like, 10 minutes, go. Like, make the most of this 10 minutes. Like, we're going to, if you ask a question we don't like, we'll stop you kind of thing. So it's scary.
Right. It's fun. That's really interesting because I know I've actually listened to a podcast where that was the case, and it was an interview actually with Bill Gates, and he was doing an interview promoting the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation and like their project that they were working on. And so it was really interesting because it's a really conversational interview. They were doing super well and everything like that. It was really interesting to hear because, you know, it's a really good interviewer and he was enjoying it. And it was like a really good conversation they were having. And then this rep just butts in really, really hard in the most blunt and awkward way and says, hey, we need to talk about this letter that we're doing, like the whole project thing. Like,
yeah.
And it was so like uncomfortable listening to it. And they told you in the beginning, in the intro, they're like, by the way, we didn't edit out this moment because we want you guys to see what it's like.
Yeah.
And it was just so cringeworthy to hear that. And it's not even like, I can imagine if it was like us where we don't necessarily have notoriety, but this is like a famous person who's making like a full living out of this too.
Right.
Who has an enormous following and they're just like, yeah, yeah, you need to do this. And he's kind of just being like, without being arrogant, like, yeah, I know how to do this. This is how we do it. Like, we'll get to it. But
it's scary.
So when you've been doing these interviews, if you're nervous, there's chances that things go wrong.
Right? Oh, yes.
So why don't we get into some of that? Have you had any moments of like failure during these interviews?
Yes, I have. And it was horrible. But it was okay. So this is like my first in-person interview. It was last November and it was with 21 Pilots. And I don't know if you know them, but they're a pretty big deal.
Huge deal.
Yeah. Selling out concert venues just all over the radio. And I have like, I'm a big fan myself. And then all my friends are fans. And then my boss says, you're going to go interview them. Cause I was just planning on going to the concert and having a good time. And he's like, you're going to interview them. So it's the day of the interview and everything that can go wrong goes wrong. We're on the way. My friend's car breaks down. We're stuck. We have like an hour to be there and go interview them. So I go and interview them. And there were some questions that I don't know if I'm even allowed to say this, but I think I'll be allowed to say it, that I didn't want to necessarily ask, but I was being pressured by people to ask, saying I need to. But I felt like they were kind of awkward. And then I had my own awkward questions. And I interviewed 21 Pilots, and it went on YouTube, and I didn't know. And we posted it on our Facebook page, and then one day my friend said, did you see that a 21 Pilots fan page posted it? And I said, no. And she said, it has thousands of views. And I was like, oh, let me go check it out. And she's like, don't do it. Don't check it out.
Oh, no.
And I was like, why? And she's like, they're destroying you.
Right. It's YouTube.
So I, of course I find it. I stayed up like all night looking for it because she wouldn't send me the link. And they were just destroying me. They were like, she's the worst interviewer ever. She's so awkward. How could she? I knew it was an awkward interview. I was nervous. The questions, we weren't vibing. Me and 21 Pilots just weren't vibing that day. I don't know. It was awkward. But I knew it. But whatever. I embraced it. It was like, it's my first interview. But these people were destroying me. They were like, she's the worst. They were making fun of questions I asked. They were saying that I didn't deserve to have this job, that they could have done a better job than me. And I was upset. But I wasn't that upset because I've had bad YouTube comments before. So
right. I mean,
it was crazy.
YouTube comment sections are notorious for that, right?
Oh, yeah. So my first big, like, heartbreaking. So I did this, like, music video in high school, and it was so super auto-tuned and all this stuff. But it was fun. I loved doing it. My, like, cousin's a video producer, so we had a great time. And I was so excited, and people destroyed me. They were like, this girl's lyrics make me want to, like, slash my eyes. I don't even know what they said. Like, they were like, she is the worst, most annoying voice I have ever heard. She's a wannabe Taylor Swift, but she's not even good. So like, that was more hurtful the first time in high school. But then when I saw the 21 Pilots thing, I asked my boss, I was like, so are you okay with my interview? He was like, yeah, it was good. It's fine. And I was like, okay, that's all that matters then. You're the one paying me. So
Man, that's crazy. Was there video too, or they just posted the audio track onto YouTube?
It was a video.
Oh, it was
and
a video.
And I was sitting there and I was giggling like,
ah! Was it edited?
It was edited and it was still really bad. We like edited a whole bunch of like interview clips of me interviewing like fans and stuff into it to try to make it better. And it was just I've heard people say it was fine, but in my opinion, it wasn't a good interview. I can own up to it. But people online were just like very mad. I'm sorry. Next time I will do a better interview for them.
Well, I wouldn't take too much stock into that. First off, yeah. I'm sure in order to find that, you kind of have to be one of those super fans, I guess.
That's the thing. They were all, I started looking and I think a lot of them were like middle schoolers who were like super fans of 21 Pilots and they were like disappointed. But also, 21 Pilots, and they weren't answering some of my questions. I was asking the hard-hitting questions that fans want to know, and they didn't want to answer it because it was like a secret. So whatever.
Like
I was
what?
Trying.
Do you have any?
So they have this thing where like they have yellow tape for their last tour, yellow tape on their CD, and like all of their outfits have yellow tape. So if you go to the venue, everyone's wearing yellow tape. So there's like all these theories online about what it means. So I asked them. I was like, "What does the yellow tape mean?" And they just stared at me and they're like, "It means what you think it means." Like they didn't really want to. They're very sarcastic, and that's another thing. I didn't show prep enough or interview prep enough to know that that's how they are. So it was just, I'm not a sarcastic person, so it was just like me asking innocent questions and them being really sarcastic.
Like met with sarcasm?
Yeah, and I was just like, once it's over. I think it was supposed to be like minimum 3 minutes and maximum 5 minutes. That's another thing. Like the people are watching you like, you have 5 minutes, you better make this fast. And then I think it ended up being like 2 minutes and 30 seconds because I was like, okay, thanks, that's it, bye. I was like, that's all I have for you, bye.
Wow. And so that sounds, I mean, I'm getting like, I'm cringing at some of this, the idea of this anyways, because I know I wouldn't be able to do that. I would, once I start feeling something like slip, like, oh no, this is not going well. I just tend to crash and burn really, really badly. And that happened to me once when I actually performed at an open mic. I was actually running an event in my undergrad. I was like the MC of the event. And I was helping everybody get on. I was being, you know, like very extroverted and like, you know, I kind of put that on for the sake of the show. But I'm being like super extroverted, making jokes, bringing people in and out. And then I was performing as well. And they like bumped my spot. And I was like, oh, I'm not ready. I need to like go back and warm up more. Mm. And they're like, no, you got to go now. And so we start setting up and it's like, fine. You know, I've played this song before. I was thinking about adding some lyrics, but they weren't in English. They weren't in the language that I speak, which in retrospect is a terrible idea. And I just wasn't prepared to do that, but I was like, you know what? I'm going to make a game time decision. When I'm like feeling it, I'm feeling it.
Right.
And I was not feeling it because they didn't have any mic set up for me because I wasn't supposed to go on then. So I had a guitar, but it wasn't like an electric one. So I couldn't plug it in. So we had to get a mic for that. And that took forever to set up. And then another mic for me. And then it's just like this silence over the crowd for a long time.
That's the worst part.
And it was brutal. And I'm just sitting there staring and I'm like, I have to say something. I have to make jokes. And it was just nothing was landing. And so I'm nervous and I crashed and burned. Like there is a recording of this that I've had from, this has got to be 2012. I still have not heard it. And I don't think I ever will. You know, it took me about 5 years to be able to listen to that song again. And man, the first time I heard that, it was like flashbacks and I just could not handle it. And it was really funny because actually that moment, that stage fright, that like crashing and burning that I just can't handle, I thought like, that's it. Never again. I'm not going to perform in front of people ever again because I was never big on performing in front of people anyways. I always played just for myself and for my own pleasure. But the problem was I still had to go up and MC the rest of the show.
Oh, yes.
So after this crashing and burning, I have to go out there with a smile on my face and pretend like I didn't just die inside.
Oh, no.
And I don't know, it must have been so bad that I did actually die inside and I did a fine job and seen the rest. Like, it was okay, this can only go up from here, apparently.
Yeah. I feel like sometimes it's worse in our heads than it actually is.
This was
not.
It wasn't? Okay. Not. No, my girlfriend at the time was like, I didn't even want to talk to her. She's like, oh, like, you probably know, right? And I was like, yeah. And she's like, well, it wasn't. I'm like, it was, though, wasn't it? And she's like, yeah.
Oh.
And I was just like, just say no more. Like, I felt it. Like, it was awful. And the only thing that brought me back from being, like, super depressed for the longest time from that was the fact that at the very last performance of the show, I was playing an accompaniment to a friend of mine.
Oh.
And we played together. And luckily, he's a great singer. This is what I love doing. I'm okay with being a guitarist for someone else to take the spotlight. You know, I had done that before. Open mics, I always had a singer that takes like the front stage and me in the back sitting down. Like, I'm fine with that. That's like my time to shine. I was, you know, I played in band when I was growing up and I played the trombone and it was fine. I was in the back row.
You know, so did you perform again?
Yeah, I performed again and we actually killed it. Like, it was really, really good. I played, you know, probably the best I've played that song before. And he sang really well and we did really well together and people really loved it. And, you know, it was another foreign song and it was a Korean song that we played. And it was like just really, really vibing. And I was like, ooh, okay, I'm going to just black out that other part from my memory.
Right.
Yeah, but that's, I don't know, man. That was such a miserable experience for me. And so when you're talking about this interview that you did, like, that's how I felt when you were telling it, like, where you start to feel it slip.
I did.
As soon as I started feeling it slip when they were taking too long to set the mics up, I'm like, oh no, I'm nervous now.
Yes. There was, so the question they wanted me to ask that, like, I was pressured to ask, I was like, this question doesn't make sense to me. Like, it's stupid, but I was pressured to ask it. And I hope my boss doesn't hear this. hopefully, I'll be like, it's true. You know, it's true. But the question, they said, we don't get the question. They were like, what? What kind of question is this? Like, they called me out on it. And in the middle of the interview, I can't be like, well, I didn't make this question because I just asked it, you know? But it was so, the whole thing was cringeworthy.
Wait,
I understand.
They didn't get the question that their person fed to you?
It wasn't their person who fed it to me. It was my boss.
Oh, okay. So it was the station that fed it to
you. Yes, my boss and his girlfriend. So you know how my friend's car broke down. So my boss and his girlfriend had to come pick us up on the highway. Right. So they picked us up. And on the way, they said, ask this particular question. And I was like, I don't really get the question. Should I tell you the question?
Yeah, sure.
The question was, you get to a brick wall. What do? Climb over it or something else? And I was like, I mean, I feel like it's a cheesy question because isn't everyone going to say climb over it? Like, isn't that the right answer? And they were like, it's a philosophical question.
I
was like, I get it, but it's like,
why 21 Pilots though?
Right. Like, I was like, I don't think that's a good question. But they were like, no, do it. They had other good questions too that they really liked. Like, what was your favorite pizza topping? They liked that one.
What did they say?
I don't remember. I don't know if they said pineapple. I blocked it out also.
Did they say pineapple?
But they were like, we don't get the question. What do you mean? Like, what kind of brick wall is it? Why is there a brick wall? This is a weird question. And I was just like, yeah, I didn't even believe in this question. So it was awkward. I didn't like it.
I don't even know how I would answer that question right now.
I know. I was like, I would just be like, yeah, I would try to climb over it. Because I feel like that's the answer everyone wants to hear. But like, why?
Is it though? Yeah, like, I know, I would have more questions. That, like, answer, like, the answer to that for me is more questions.
That's what they said.
What's
they
on the other like, side? Well, we have, what am I running from? What am I running to?
That's like, what they said. They were like, we have more questions. And I was like, well, I have 2 minutes and I don't know. So moving on. But I was just giggling the whole time. Like, if you watch the video, I'm like, hee, ha, ha, ha. And I'm like, this is so awkward.
We could edit this out later if you don't want it.
Okay.
But if we find the video, if you're willing to share it, could I post the video?
Yes, you can. Nice. It's a learning experience.
Great, because I think it would be so great to actually be able to visualize it because, you know, right here, we're sitting here cringing at the memory of it and just, you know, assimilating that to our experiences. But
right.
I think really seeing what that's like. Did that question make the cut?
Yes. So I think all the questions are in it, but I think we might have edited out some of like the blank pauses and the blank stares they gave me and like the
just
awkward silent. Yeah, like they did. They don't have facials either. So like that's their look though. Like that's just how they are. Like they are very like stoic. I don't know if that's the right word, but so I'm just like super like, ha ha, giggly. Like I love to get the energy back. And then I realized like, I'm not getting this energy back. You need to tone it down, Caitlin. But I mean, people watch it and say it's not as bad as I think, but if you were there in the moment, and I think if you find that, I don't know if the specific YouTube link is still up, but if you read those comments, people thought it was bad. So,
well, I mean, that's a common theme across YouTube. They're like notorious for being like pretty scummy in the comment sections.
And there were so many, but part of me kind of liked it because I was like, look at all this attention I'm getting. I was like, oh my gosh, like 20,000 views, 1,000 comments, all for me. Like, I mean, like there were some people who stuck up for me. They were nice people, but yeah.
But that's, I mean, that's an achievement in and of itself.
Yeah, that has
that many views. Like, that's crazy to me. And I can't wait to see this video, because this is not the first time I've heard about this interview, but I can just imagine what it's like. That's kind of what I imagined most interactions with, like, celebrities would be like.
Yeah.
Because I think that's just kind of like their vibe, though, isn't it?
Well, I'm going to say that all of the other celebrities that I've encountered over the phone have been super nice, and, like, I can't get them to stop talking, which is what I want when I'm interviewing. I want them to just carry the show. With 21 Pilots, it just wasn't their vibe. Like, they have a different vibe, and I wasn't accustomed to that. They are men of few words, so you better, like, get right to the meat of the question with them. But, like, I just did an interview with Head in the Heart, and they were, like, so nice. And Morgan, he sings, like, some songs with Walk the Moon, and he was, like, just went on, and he was like, I can't wait to meet you in person. Like, he was really nice. So it's just, like, different for everyone.
That's cool. But was that at least, like, a learning experience for you? Like, do you think you're more prepared for, like, the next time you meet someone who's, like, totally stoic?
Yes, I think so for sure, because I prepped, of course. Like, I knew about 21 Pilots. I was a fan, and I, like, looked up stuff, but I realized I need to go even deeper and see, like, their tendencies. Are they sarcastic? Do they say a few words? Like, what am I going to do in this situation? I think I just went in like, oh, it'll be fine. They'll carry the show. And no, like, I wasn't prepared for them to not really answer. So it also taught me to, like, be more quick-witted and, like, think of, like, okay, if they didn't, what would I say? Instead of just sitting there, like, laughing and being like, ah, you didn't answer my question. Giggle, giggle, giggle. Red face. But yeah, it was definitely a learning experience. And I went to their concert after, and they were really good. So it was really fun.
Did you get to go, like, backstage and, like, hang out with them or anything?
No, I was really embarrassed and I didn't want to see them anymore.
could you have?
I don't know. I mean, I got to sit, like, in the front row. That was cool. And their label guy came up to me after the show. And he was like, oh, don't worry. Like, I think he could tell that I felt bad about it. And he was like, the guy after you just told them jokes the whole time, like, preschool jokes. Like, you know, they're just, like, different. And I was like, okay. So, like, that was even more embarrassing for his label guy to be like, it's okay, little one. And he was like, it was your first interview, right? And I was like, yeah. It was just, like, embarrassing.
I can't tell if that's, like, slightly patronizing or...
I know, it was. I think he was helpful. Just trying to be nice.
I guess, I don't know. I don't know how I would take that. After those moments, I tend to just shut down anyways. Like, people talk to me and I just, like, ignore what they're saying.
Yeah, everyone kept saying, it was fine, it was fine, it was fine. And I was like, yeah, I know, it was horrible. And then the YouTube comments confirmed it.
Right, but those are like we established, those are probably the super fans who are going to be harsh about everything, let's be real.
Exactly.
I mean, I have that feeling. I've met so many people now that are, like, into K-pop.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
and the fandom, I don't get it, like, I'm gonna be honest, like, I enjoy the music sometimes too, like, I've started listening to it, and there's some great songs, I'm not gonna lie. Why people would join something called the BTS army and go, like, crazy and, like, literally follow these people, like, every step of every day, and, like, just wear shirts and everything, like, just plastered in their image, I don't get it.
Yeah.
So I can imagine if I spoke badly about this, and hopefully this doesn't get out there to all the K-pop fans, but if you do, share. I imagine I just get, like, super dragged by everybody.
Yeah,
like,
I agree.
Oh, you don't get it. They're geniuses. They're the new Beatles. Like, are they, though?
Yeah. I mean, I'm a huge Taylor Swift fan, as you know, probably. Like, shout out to Monica. She's in our class and she's a huge Taylor Swift fan too. But I feel like if I saw an interview and, like, I didn't like what the interview was asking her, interviewer, I wouldn't be like, you suck. Like, no, I just spit. I wouldn't be like, you suck. Like, blah, blah, blah. I'm very honest. This is what I did during the 21 Pilots thing. Started rambling. But I wouldn't be like, why didn't you ask her this? I'd be like, okay. Like, that's okay. I don't know.
Pent up rage, man. Some people just have that pent up rage.
They're passionate.
Yeah, I guess that's one way to put it. I like to think I'm a passionate person too, but I don't just, like, blow up on strangers.
Yeah,
like...
it's true. They shouldn't do that.
Yeah, I don't know. I guess we're advocating for more civil commenting in the YouTube section. So there's a moment in our podcast.
Yeah, like, maybe
be nice on the internet, guys.
Yeah, maybe they could have been like, hey, we didn't like this interview because of this. Maybe next time you could improve by doing this. I mean, maybe that's asking a lot, but I feel like that's a good way to be like, okay, they didn't like it. What can I do better? Not, this is the most awkward girl ever. Like, how could she even be having this job? I was like, oh man.
Yeah, that's rough.
I know.
Is that the only time that's happened with 21 Pilots?
And my song in high school, people were really mean. That was just so mean. I loved that song. It's still on YouTube. You can watch that too.
Yeah, I'm proud of that. It was fun. We'll post the link to both of those.
Yeah. I mean, like, yeah, it was high school. But I think that was the only interview. I'm trying to think of any other interviews gone wrong. What?
Were you Rebecca Black before Rebecca Black was a thing? Was it like that? Because that was low-key my guilty pleasure. I would, like, throw that up in undergrad. Like, when we were going out, I would, like, oh, yeah, it's Friday. Throw that on, like, as loud as it could get. And, you know, everybody would hate it. Like, obviously, I kind of hated it, too. But the comedic value was worth it.
Maybe I am Rebecca Black. Because it was, I feel like I perform. Like, I'm trying to think if I perform songs. And I'm trying to think of, like, concerts gone wrong. But, I mean, one concert I had the hiccups the whole time. That was awkward.
Oh, no. Singing.
Singing, yeah. It was in high school also. I was at a carnival singing with like a band and I had the hiccups for like 3 songs.
Were you playing as well?
I was playing guitar, yes, and singing, and I just had the hiccups and it wouldn't stop during my song.
Take it to the bridge. Play it again. Keep going.
I just kept hiccuping every word. I have that on video too. I'll have to go through like all the archives to get that one, but... yeah, it was just like a really auto-tuned video in high school and people made fun of it, but I liked it. It was so fun to make.
Yeah, I mean, people shouldn't judge you too harshly for something that you made for fun. Like,
yeah.
But I mean, it's admirable that you've had these things. Look, you're still performing now, right?
Yes. Well, I haven't done it in like a year because of school, but I still want to and I still plan on it.
Right. So this didn't like stop you from doing that.
No.
I haven't performed since the last time that I did that.
Felipe!
I don't know that I've had that many opportunities either. It's not like I haven't played. Like, I've played a lot, but not like in front of people. I just was never huge on open mics anyways. Like, okay. I never had the courage to do that.
We gotta get you in at the High Dive. That's where I perform.
Oh, is that where you do it?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I love the High Dive.
Is that where Rafa goes too?
No, he goes to like some
restaurants. He goes to the Bowl.
Yeah, the Bowl, yeah.
Our friend Rafa, shout out. Shout out to Rafa, who's also a good guitarist and singer.
Yes, he is.
And has helped me tremendously in setting up this podcast.
He had to help the radio, quote unquote, expert. I was like, I don't know how to do this board. He can figure it out.
Yeah, but I mean, you're still in radio too. You're still interviewing. Mm-hmm. That was your first interview, you said?
That was my first like in-person interview with a band, yeah.
Have you had more since then?
In person? No. I was supposed to have one with Barnes Courtney, and then his flight got canceled and it was all this stuff. But I don't think I've had one since. But I think when I do, I'm going to be way more prepared, and I'm excited for it.
Well, that's cool. And you're still interviewing other people over the phone, right?
Mm-hmm.
And
Yeah, because it's hard to get them to come to Gainesville, you know? Right. Like, it's not
right,
you
I can imagine.
Tour here, yeah. So.
They don't send you out for that?
If it's like a show in Tampa or something, they can go send me out to do an interview, but I just haven't because of school.
Right. But that's cool though. School. And so what's the future hold for you?
The future. So graduating this Saturday, I was about to be like, are you going to be there? But you're not, you have another year. I forgot.
Am I going to be there? Were you going to ask me if I was going to be at my own graduation then? Like,
no, I was going to be like, are you? No, because some people aren't going.
Some people aren't going?
Yeah.
Why not?
I don't know. They don't want to.
They just don't
want to.
Why? No. Do we have like another one of those huge ceremonies? Shout out to UF for always making the news with the graduation ceremony.
I was at that one that made the news. That was my undergrad graduation. It was crazy.
Did you see this
the
year?
The people get cut off stage?
No, not just that. This year too, they had the outdoor one and it rained and they like were like, hey, still got to walk.
What was the point? They had like people shaking hands in the corner of the stadium or something like that. I was like, this is the most not well thought out thing I've ever heard.
Yeah, it was. Yeah, let's be real. That was pretty poor planning on their part. I'm going to have to figure out who set that up and interview them next.
Yeah. Be like, this was a massive failure. So what did you learn from this?
Back to back years. Wow. What have we learned?
That's funny.
What can we take into event planning?
Yeah.
Well, that's interesting. So are you planning on, what are you doing after graduation? Do you have any plans?
So right now I'm still continuing at the Buzz. Tune in every weekday, Monday to Friday, 6 to 10 a.m. The Morning Buzz with Kaylin.
And you have a Facebook page too, which is?
Kaylin on the Air.
That's right.
As well as Instagram. And my name is spelled K-A-Y-L-A-N. It's very unique.
We'll post links to that as well.
Oh, cool. For anyone who's interested. I'm getting so much fame out of this.
Yeah. I mean, you're nice enough to share your time. I'll go ahead and share your projects and whatnot.
Cool. Thanks.
And your videos of crashing and burning.
Yes. Love it. And so I'm going to be on there and I'm just looking to see what's next. I want to keep doing music. I had my own podcast I'm starting up, but it's not about this. So we're not in competition. It's about music, obviously, because I love music. And then I'm just going to try to like focus on songwriting because I haven't done that in so long because I haven't had a chance to breathe because of masters and stuff. So I'm just going to spend a few months chilling before I start like applying for full-time jobs.
And you're trying to stay in radio?
Yes, I do want to stay in radio. I enjoy being on air, but I would also like to go into like programming music. I just went to a programming conference in Kentucky where I got to meet like famous people there. That was so fun. I didn't embarrass myself. That was good.
Like who?
They're not like Bishop Briggs. I don't know if you know them. It's okay if you don't
know
them.
Of course. How can I not know that? I have no idea who that is.
Dreamers. I got to meet.
Are these bands?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Well, I got
which
to
genre?
Meet, alternative.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. And
I feel like that's so broad.
One of the biggest people I got to meet, which now I'm, as a big Taylor Swift fan, I was excited, but now they've had a huge blowout. I got to meet Scott Bruschetta, who's like this huge record label guy. He started his own record label called Big Machine, and he founded Taylor Swift.
Thing?
Yes, and I posted a picture, and I was like, I met the man, the myth, the legend, Scott Bruschetta. He discovered Taylor Swift. And then like 2 days later, they got into that huge lawsuit fight thing, and then I retweeted it, and I was like, well, this didn't age very well, did it? But yeah, I was really fun. So I would like to go into programming probably, which is like scheduling music and like making the sound of the station. And then I'd like to go into management and like eventually just manage my own radio station and be the boss and tell people what to do.
And tell people the questions to ask when 21 Pilots
comes
around.
Yes, and then make them embarrassed for life.
All right, well, cool. I wish you the best of luck and congratulations on graduating. And
thanks.
Thank you so much for coming in and sharing these experiences with us. I'm sure someone will be able to relate to this in some way. I mean, we've all had those moments where something just goes horribly wrong. Mm. But it's cool that you managed to go through that and you still go through your interviews with famous people.
Yeah.
You still are on the radio all the time and you're still pursuing that and it hasn't really stopped you from doing anything, right?
Yeah, that's true. And just to add real quick, I used to be, like I said, a super starstruck and everyone said they're just people. And the more you do it, you start to realize they are just people. So if anyone is like going through something similar, everyone's just a person at the end of the day.
Cool. Well, I'm sure hopefully our listeners will take that to heart and hopefully they gain something from this. So thank you so much for spending your time here. It's been a really fun time talking and full of ups and downs of cringing and laughing and learning. So I appreciate you taking the time to be here.
Thank you so much.
That's Kaylin Moody, everyone. I'll go ahead and post the links to everything. You'll find that on the Facebook page, which I haven't made yet, but I will make. and you can hopefully we can all cringe together and take the lessons that we learned. So thanks for listening and we'll see you next time.